Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am so excited that you're here today because we are just going to do a short little pep talk episode. And I am going to encourage you to crank up the volume on your joy and your happiness. I actually just want you to leave this short little episode buckled up and ready to have some freaking fun and make today juicy and fulfilling because it's a day that you have that other people don't. And honestly, in society, being goofy and playing and doing things simply because they are fun is downplayed and often deemed like less important. And I think that's total BS. I believe that this hustle until your face falls off culture where busy is worn like a badge of honor is going to have us burnt out with health issues, lacking fulfillment and joy, and having marriages that are like hanging on by a thread if we aren't careful. So we need a little remix on that narrative. And I will tell you, full transparency, I know the reason that I am so freaking consistent in my business and shooting for bigger career goals is, yes, because I work hard, but also because I play hard. Because of the intentional effort that I put into unplugging and being present, like being where my feet physically are without my phone an arm's length distance from me, I feel so much more fulfilled and happier overall when I'm really intentional about making joy and happiness a priority, right? And it helps me show up more for my goals. And if you're a member of The Collective, our online personal development community, or if you've been listening to this podcast for even a second, you know I am obsessed with positive psychology. And there's a basic principle in positive psychology. Barbara Fredrickson, who wrote the book Positivity, is kind of the main woman behind this. But it's essentially this idea that positive people are able to maintain a broader perspective. So they see the bigger picture, which helps them identify solutions, whereas negative people maintain a narrow perspective and they tend to focus on problems. They're not as open-minded. So making joy and enthusiasm and happiness and becoming a more positive person is literally going to help you find more solutions. And girl, if you're the analytical type and you think that I'm talking like a little positive psychology, fluffy little unicorn, I hear you. And let me back this up with a little bit of science, okay? There is so much research that has proven that happiness leads to success, much more than success leading to happiness. Right? So for example, I'll give you one. There's a 2018 study that was done by Stanford where researchers demonstrated that when you're excited about a subject, it increases the activity of the hippocampus. The hippocampus is an area of your brain that's linked to your memory and your ability to learn and retain. And this particular study, this 2018 study, discovered that children that were in school, they don't just like the subjects that they're good at, but they do better in those subjects because their brain is literally working better. So what if today you thought about that? You thought about that and how that could apply to your life. If you were more happy and enthusiastic and excited because you made joy a priority, you cranked up the freaking volume on your one shot that you have here. You started to ask yourself, how can I make this more fun? Like these mundane things that you have to get done, how can you make them more fun? What if you mapped out your to-do list and you thought about your to-feel list more? Right? Like when you're going through your to-do list, you're like, how do I want to feel? How do I want to feel when I leave this? How do I want this meeting to go? How do I want my team to feel about me? How do I want, you know, people to feel about me if I'm posting on social media or this interaction that I'm going to have? Not just doing things to get them done, but doing them to do them. What if you chose to weave in breaks and unplug time to your day because it mattered in terms of how you're going to show up with more joy? And fun fact for the analytical people, Brandon Burchard did a study of high performers, and his book, High Performance Habits, is one of my favorite books ever. And it proved that high performers take 10-minute breaks every 50 minutes because your brain can only focus for that long. So what if you wove in breaks to your day simply because it's going to make you more productive? Like, why not try that? Or what about if you decided to take inventory on your day and you notice when your energy is the best and you chose to do creative projects then, right? Like, for example, I'm recording this podcast right after a workout. I'm still sweaty and I haven't even taken a shower. Full transparency. That's the cool thing about podcasting. You don't know if I'm wearing pants, girl. And truly, I map out when my energy's highest to do creative things. And then I leave the mundane stuff for when my energy's a little bit lower. And that helps me have more joy and fun and fulfillment and feel like I'm winning, right? Because recording a podcast, if you have low energy, you're going to feel like you're dragging through it versus I feel like I'm ready to do freaking backflips in the streets. If we were actually in a coffee shop, which is how I picture us, like chatting over coffee often, I would be like clinking my Americano to yours, like so hard we would probably break the cups because I'm just pumped. So what if you got intentional about taking inventory of your day? What if you got intentional about mapping out your priorities before your to-dos? So the things that really matter to you, the people that really matter to you, the things that you deem the most important things in your life don't become an afterthought because you're constantly catering to other people's priorities. You're constantly a slave to your email inbox, but you're not paying attention to the people in front of you. Girl, you can handle this. You just got to get a little bit more intentional. What if you started to say no to things that didn't feel like a full body hell yes, simply because you want to honor those priorities? What if you did a random thing that you wanted to do, not because it's going to get you any closer to your goal, but simply because you thought it could be fun? You thought you could laugh. You thought it could bring you joy. What if when you're mapping out that to-do list, you actually started to think about opportunities that you have in your day to laugh, like deep belly laugh, right? They're like, bah, ha, ha. They're like those real, okay, no one really laughs like that, but like, you know what I mean, to dance. What if you had plans to just like tell someone a joke or a funny story, like a funny story that's so funny you can't even get to the punchline and you like pee yourself, okay, like... Maybe that's just me. I am really, really bad at telling jokes. Like sometimes I'll call a friend and I'll like start laughing before I even start talking because I just am so excited to get to the story. Point is, it's up to us, girl, to rewrite the narrative on the importance of joy and happiness and being positive people and looking for opportunities to create days that make us excited. It's like the Justin Bieber quote. Yep. Never quoted Justin Bieber on the podcast. Shout out Jay Biebs. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. It's green where you water it, right? So if we want more joy and happiness, we've got to focus on more joy and happiness. Today and every day, we've got to create expectancy, this belief to our core that we will make it a good day. Not just good, we'll make it great because that's the type of women that we are. Whatever you look for, you're going to find. So look for what you can get excited about. Don't look for the things that are going to drag you down. You've got the power of perspective. Perspective will make or break you. And girl, remember this. Stephen Covey is an awesome author. And this is a premise of one of his books. If you get really intentional about what's going to be said to you in your funeral, like at your funeral, what people are going to say about you, that's how you're going to find the definition of success. And I want people at my funeral to say that I brought the freaking joy and happiness, that I was excited about my life, that I made my life count, that I made an impact, that I left people better than I found them. What do you want people saying about you? Because we aren't guaranteed tomorrow, but we've got today. So girl, let's make it count. I'll talk to you soon. Hey. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.